numerology is a system of ancient codes found in our birth information that gives insight to the lessons we each must learn in this lifetime. Elizabeth Summers is a medium and esoteric numerologer offering her knowledge of ancient wisdoms to help fellow travelers towards a more enlightened and peaceful path. Join her now for the magical world of numbers.
Hi, and welcome everyone to the magical world of numbers. I am your host, Elizabeth Summers. I am an esoteric numerologer and a medium. I do psychic intuitive work to help my folks, my precious clients. And thank you for spending time with me in this moment of time in your life to hear all about the magic of the language of numbers. So many of us think that, you know, what do numbers have to say? Numbers speak volumes about you, your life, your issues, what you as soul have come here to accomplish, what are your challenges and your stumbling blocks. I have a specialty of being an esoteric numerologer that is a spiritual approach to the numbers, not just the superficial mundane, but in the work that I do for my people, we go deeper to help you understand your soul's journey that you have put together for this incarnation. You know, sometimes we get so flubbadubbed with the emotional situations and what's going on in the environment and the this and the that and the other that we lose touch with what you are here to do and to accomplish in this lifetime. And so, therefore, that's what my readings do. So just go to the magical world of numbers or to ElizabethSummers.com. Check on numerology readings and see what I have to offer you to bring clarity to your life. I'm telling you, folks, it is meat and potatoes, bread and butter. It's no fluffy duffy. It is, here's the deal. This is where you're working. This is when you hold them, this is when you fold them, and off you go on your own rooms. Tonight, I want to chat with you about a very precious number. What we write on paper are called numerals. Numbers are quantities. Numbers are qualities. Numerals are quantities. And so, therefore, in the magical world of numbers, I try to talk to you about the qualities that the numbers that are found in your birth name or not found in your birth name or have to do with special formulas, technical formulas that are appearing, are impacting upon your life in this moment of time called transits. But this is what is empowering, because it helps you understand what's going on here, Alfie. And your birth certificate name, which you chose as a soul. Well, my mother named me, or my Aunt Susie named me, or whatever. And we just had a royal baby born over in England that has all of these names connected to the family. But the bottom line is that soul of that baby that we're now calling Charlotte, Elizabeth, Diana, that is the name that she as a soul wanted for herself in this lifetime as a soul for her to fulfill what she has come here to fulfill. As often as I possibly can, let's leave it at that, I send out a newsletter, which is free. All you got to do is sign up for it on my website. Either one, you'll get it. And this time, I will be sending out a very, very nice link by a good astrologer who talks all about all the names of that baby that's born and this and that and the other thing. And I read it and I thought, yep, that's exactly what I got numerologically. Numerology and astrology work together. They mirror each other, kind of come at you from left and one from right, but we all wind up saying the same thing about you, your birth certificate name. And so hopefully you have pencil and paper handy tonight. I want you to print, no cursive, print, neatness is required, your full birth certificate name while I'm chatting with you about some astrology that's going on in this moment of time, in the early days of May. The esoteric part of what I do combines astrology, ancient tarot number interpretations that I arrive at as a consequence of working through ancient numerological code systems and formulas. So I bring in tarot interpretations, astrology, and of course the wonderful interpretations, 5,000 years old, 2,600 years old, interpretation of the codes that you and I call numbers. Numbers have no power. They are codes. And the codes are found in your birth name. They are found in your month, day, and year of birth. So print out, while I am talking away here, your full birth certificate name, and I'll come back to that in a moment. Right now, up in the heavens, we have some movement going on that's not too bad. Not too bad. Mars, the planet of assertiveness and let's kick it into gear and let's make it happen and blah, 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 has been sitting in the sign of Taurus, for all you Taurus folks out there, and it's going to move into Gemini, hello Geminis, on May 11th. Then we have the beautiful planet of Venus, which I'm going to be talking about here tonight to a large degree. The beautiful planet of Venus goes into the sign of Cancer on the 7th tomorrow. Venus likes to be in Cancer, all you Cancerians, which is the number 6 that I'm going to talk about tonight. And so the Cancerians and Venus are going to have just the happiest time together for the next several weeks. So all you Cancerians out there, if you decide to go out shopping and buying clothes and going from a blonde to a redhead and getting cosmetics and doing a little jewelry and doing a cooking and whatever, if you're, that is Goddess Venus in the sign of Cancer, and everybody is just a happy camper in that particular combination. Now, next week, I will be talking to you about, hello, here we go again, Mr. Mercury, planet of communication, electronics, appliances, anything that moves, actually, mechanically, is going backwards, is going into retrograde. And it will be in retrograde in Gemini from the from May 11th, which is at the end of this week, all the way to June 24th. So next week I'll be spending a little bit of astrological time talking to you about how we're going to handle all that. But I'll tell you, folks, and these are code words. Starting about now, May 6th, May 7th, it's already started to come into my life. Mercury is in its stall. Computer issues, car problems, garbage disposals get jammed, checks not in the mail, blah, 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 blah. So be sure next week you visit with me so I can share with you some do's and don'ts that we're going to have to keep in our heads connected to Mercury in retrograde that is really starting now, intensifies May 11th. The retrograde means it really doesn't do this in actuality, but energetically, it takes a nap. And anything connected to mechanics and communications also takes a nap and drives we humans crazy. And patience is the buzzword. In your birth name, look for the letters F as in Frank, O as in Olivia, X as in Xavier, and on top of in your birth name, if you have those letters, put the number 6 on top of them. Put a 6 on top of all the F's, and a 6 on all the O's, and a 6 on all the X's. And I'll come back to that while you're doing that. In Western numerology, the human life is subdivided into three big lanes of life. Three big lanes of life, like a three-lane highway. They're called subpaths. They're called period cycles, technically. And you know, a lot of this that I chat with you about is found on my website in the store. I've created a fabulous workbook that you can decipher, work through. Numerology is the easiest esoteric science to do, far easier than astrology. It's the interpretations that bring the gift to the fore. But anyway, between, generally speaking, the age of 30 and 55 years of age, which is called your power years, a period cycle subpath called power years, is greatly influenced by your birthday number. Your birthday number, it's your personality, it's your temperament. So anyone, tonight we're talking about the number 6. And you know, I look at the number 6, and you know, we can kind of, sort of, we folks can use it as a little metaphor of us, especially as we grow a little older, maybe. But here are the shoulders and the spinal column up straight. And then as we get halfway down that spinal column, it starts getting round. You know what I'm talking about? The little hips and the little belly and the little thighs. So in kind of sort of a way, the number 6 looks like us, doesn't it? Some of us. I can only speak for myself, actually. The number 6 birthday number. Now, in other shows, I'll talk about the 15, which is a variation of the number 6, or the 24, which is a variation of the number 6. But tonight, we're keeping it simple. And this is just a little up bucket. Very devoted, very loving, very responsible, but really needs to be appreciated. Anyone who has a birthday number of a 6, yes, it applies if it's a 15. Yes, it applies if it's a 24. We're keeping it simple tonight, though. The number 6 also is noted for a good voice. The number that is really connected to the voice is the number 3, but it takes 2 3s to make a 6. So a good voice. There's a tendency to mimic. if you have a child who was born in June, actually, or has a birthday number 6, they might be a comedian. They might mimic you. They might mimic other people. It's just part of their theatrics, if you will. Anyone who has the number 6 and using their voice can do well and have success in radio and television and theater, have a really responsible job. But caution, and I'll keep coming back to this tonight. They also have really strong opinions, can be really argumentative. So they have to guard against having rash emotions, being judgmental, because that alienates other people because of the number 6's possessive tendencies. This is really a mother knows best, father knows best temperament, if you will. When in a reading, I add together the month, day, and year of birth of a person, I get what you as a soul, prior to birth, you decided, you know, I think this needs a little bit of improvement. This issue, that issue, that issue. And the number 6, for many people, is what is being worked on in this lifetime. So as I'm talking about the various qualities and characteristics connected to the number 6, if when you add your month, day, and year of birth together, just add them all together. There's a way of doing it that's more complicated, but just add them all together. And you wind up with a number 6. You are here to improve upon that number 6. Astrologically, the number 6 is connected to the sign of Cancer. And that's why I was so excited to see tonight that Venus, the beautiful energy, she actually rules Taurus as a ruler. But she's going into the sign of Cancer that loves beautiful things, that's a mama bear energy, that wants everybody to be happy, loves its home and cooking and what have you. Venus says, I'm moving in, get the spare bedroom ready. I am moving in and we are going to party and shop and paint the walls and plant flowers, and we're doing good stuff from now on to the early part of June. How exciting is that? In tarot cards, because I bring in tarot, the number 6 is the lover's card in tarot. Now, truthfully, this number 6 and the lover's card has a variety of interpretations. But when I bring it up in a reading for my clients and I say the number 6 is the lover's card, I can just see and hear, oh my gosh, I'm finally going to find my man, my woman. I'm going to be, not necessarily. The lover's card does not necessarily mean that. It does mean sexuality, emotions, love, what have you. Yes. But, and I'll get to that shortly in tonight's visit, there are some other things that the lover's card talks about. And the bottom line is to be in love with yourself. That is not selfishness. But if you don't love you, who is going to love you? And so the number 6 is very much inclined to have, when it comes to relationships, the Lover's card. It is all about relationships, house and home. It can have a tendency to fall in love with love. Oh, the romanticism of love. A lot of times, children who are born in June, which is the sixth month, which greatly influences like a summer shower their lives from birth to 30 years of age, a lot of times they will marry early, before 30, before 24. A lot of romances will occur at age 24. And they'll marry and they fall in love with love. There are two main reasons why there's an early marriage for any child who marries early is, number one, to get away from a family that perhaps is not good for them, to go and start their own relationship, to start their own family. They'll have babies early because they're nurturers, they're caretakers. And so they fall in love with romantic love, and a lot of times by the time they get to their first Saturn return, between 28 and 30, it's all over but to shouting, and they have two children, and now a divorce on their hands. Now, that's not always the case. That's not always the case. But no, a lot of times it is, based on the work that I do. Know that also there can be in the home life the number six temperament needs balance, doesn't like quarreling, doesn't like disruptions. They have a great business head on their shoulders. And because, and this applies to all Cancerians, maybe your sun sign is Cancer. Your outer shell of how you show yourself, which is really most intense in your younger years. The sign of Cancer is from June 22nd to July 23rd. But I've told you in previous shows that astrologically speaking, you have a sun sign, a rising sign, and a moon sign. And in my opinion and my work that I've done forever and ever, amen, the older you get, the more you become your rising sign. So you might not know what that is if you have not had an astrology reading, or if you're a client of mine and you have the appropriate information. I tell you what that is, your sun sign, rising sign, moon sign. And you write it down and that's it for this lifetime. So Cancerians should work home, out of their home. I have a Cancer moon. And I'm working out of my home. Every Cancerian that I know has a home-based business. Isn't that cool? So therefore, know that that's okay because we are very home-oriented. When there's a wrong or an injustice being committed, you can just trust that the number six is going to speak up. It's going to be very straightforward, and usually very bluntly. Where this is not Virgo Prudentissima, as the Catholic nuns would say. Prudence is not necessarily appropriate when there are injustices. They kind of sort of go for the throat, if you will. So some occupations connected to perhaps if it is your life path number, life lesson number, and this is, many numerologists will consider this the most important number because it indicates, adding your month and your birth together, indicates what you are here to improve upon, but it is also a very good indicator of potential careers. And this is why I suggest to parents that they have children's readings with me or even for themselves. Or as graduation gifts, they're called natal readings. And in fact, on my website, I'm going to be sponsoring for a couple, about a week or so, natal readings for people to order. Because your life path number can indicate careers. Well, how cool is that? It's very important to know that the number one word number one word connected to the number six is responsibility. Is responsibility. Responsibility for yourself first. But here comes the issue. And this is why I wanted you to label the F's and the O's and the X's in your birth name, your toolbox of issues that are coming in here. And then when I'm finished chatting with you about this particular information, we're going to take a break, and I have several folks in the queue that want to have little mini readings, and that's fine. And we'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. So if you want to call in and have a mini reading, 1 or 2 minutes, to little predictions for the next couple months, call 347-855-8628. 347-855-8628, and I'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. But right now, I want to go to these F's and the O's and the X's. And if you're sitting there saying, I don't have an F and an O and an X in my name, I'll get to you in a minute. Not to worry. I have something to talk to you about. The average number of sixes, letters that equate to a six in a birth name, is one. The number six is humanitarian, really idealistic. Sometimes not a lot of common sense, I'm here to tell you. Teachers, physicians, nurses, these are occupations that they're drawn to. They're interested in children. They're interested in welfare. They love their home and luxuries and plates and dishes and flowers. And so when there's one letter in a birth name, one, six in a birth name, these are the qualities that are there that are in balance. A-okay. Know how to do this. Just right. Out of balance? No. In balance? Yes. They have a keen sense. This one letter, six, in your birth name, sense of right and wrong. Willingness to take responsibility. Sometimes, however, there's a little bit of an overload of sixes in a birth name. 3, 4, 5. Now, I will tell you, in all the work that I do, because I have a certain formula that I can pick out all these numbers and see if they're in balance or not in balance and need some tweaking or what have you, need to be learned. Rarely do I get more than three sixes in a birth name, the way we Americans spell our names. So, but if there's three or four, that's really pushing the envelope, quite honestly. I don't ever recall having, you know, five or six. Other numbers, yes. Not so much the sixes. However, we don't get quibbling about one or two sixes. But if there's three or four sixes, then this says that, folks, has a strong opinion, very fixed ideas, and not easily going to give them up. Can we say the word stubborn without whispering it? A lot of sixes in a name. A person who has a lot of sixes in their name, you know, they can become very confused. And when people don't pay attention to what they think should be, then their spirit can really get broken. This goes for kids, too. This goes for males and females. They get very broken in spirit if their ideals are taken away from them or destroyed. And the number six is the energy of the sixth sense. And so we have youngsters coming in now who are very psychic, very intuitive, and you may be also. And burst into a family where you were shunned and you were told, you're silly. You can't see Uncle George or Aunt Susie or Grandma. silly, 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 and your spirit gets broken. So what happens there sometimes is a personal tendency to try to then persuade other people to adopt its ideal, what you think is right, to adopt your concepts of what is right and wrong. The number six is the code for a lawyer. Isn't that what a lawyer does? Tries to convince people about the concepts of what is right and wrong in jury trials and in legal situations. Many sixes can be really generous, really fine humanitarians. But they have a strict nature, they're dominant, they're demanding, and they expect loyalty. And a lot of hurts can occur to someone who has a lot of sixes in their name. If that loyalty is not given, they will feel betrayed. They're also very traditional. We don't have a lot of liberals here. Traditions are really strong. Everyone shows up at Thanksgiving. We do Christmas Eve. We open the presents then. We celebrate this. We do 4th of July. We have a picnic. Traditions are very firm. Very firm. Maybe some of the ideals are a little radical, but they actually are used to help the number six mark its positions in life. I'm the mother, I'm the father, I'm the matriarch, I'm the this, I'm the that. Now, okay, for all of you with no F's and O's and X's in your name, a lot of names miss this number. See, you're not so unusual. A lot of names don't have these numbers. The true sense of duty is not overly strong in the people, in the majority of people in the world who have this missing. And this lack is generally made up, by other qualities, by other talents that are needed to move mankind forward. You may not be able to do what I am describing to you, but you might be able to do other things. Not everyone is a ballerina. Some people are tap dancers. Not everyone plays the piano. Some people play the drums and the flutes. But all together, they make up beautiful music. A certain amount of luck comes here. There are no sixes in a name when interesting situations will begin to pop into your life. Unusual little coinky dinkies, a little unusual happenings in the home, in the marriage, in the domestic situations. These are not necessarily the best housekeepers in the world. Martha Stewart would not be a moniker we would put on this person. Now, I have one thing to say before we go to break about the missing number six in a person's birth name, and it's missing in a lot of women's charts that I do. It indicates that in previous incarnations, that soul that has the missing six did not want to take responsibility. The number one word is responsibility for home, for family, for children. It usually is aligned in a chart also, mainly for women, with a number eight, which is missing in the birth name, of money, power, emotional empowerment, authority, handling her life. It also frequently aligns with too many number twos in a birth name that indicates codependency in past lifetimes in relationships. So she was codependent on her partner to do all of the responsibility for the family, which then leads me to the number one. The number one is a masculine number, and a lot of times I find that in certain people's charts where they have a lot of ones, and this goes for women too. There should be three or four letters. I have them that have six, seven number ones, that indicates that in other lifetimes, they've had a lot more lifetimes as a man than as a woman, and they were bossy bosses. I'm not taking care of the kids and changing diapers and cooking. You do it. Whatever you want, dear, I will do that. In this lifetime in the Aquarian age, it is the age of empowerment of the feminine energy and a lot of women, souls that are incarnating as women, are coming in here with their hands tied behind their backs. Therefore, in previous lifetimes, they did not want to take responsibility for anything domestic in the home and the kids and the whatever. In this lifetime, the pendulum goes clear to the opposite direction, and they have the whole nine yards. They wind up as single parents. Even if they're in a partnership, in a marriage, in a relationship, they carry all of it. They pay the bills. They do the cooking. They take care of the kids. To get them to realize they have to take responsibility. But not, and here is the key phrase, not to your detriment. Balance. You bring that pendulum to the middle. You do not give love and service to others to your detriment. Let's take a break. When I come back, we'll do some quickies, and I will finish with some more information about the Lover's card. Well, here we are back, all refreshed, fluffy-duffied up, and we have several people in the queue, which is great. I will open up your mic, call you by your area code, your phone number area code. This is important, folks, and you have to come on fast because of the time constraints here. What I will need from you, and just, I'll open it up, area code, blah, 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 blah. You're on the air. Come on, I need your first and middle name. I don't need your last name right now. First and middle name, your month and day of birth, and how old you are, And from that, I can determine what year you're in. We go in nine-year cycles. And every year has its own do this, don't do that, something else. And I'll look at a couple things. So here we go. Area code 561. Bless her heart. Been holding for 23 minutes. What is your first and middle name?
Stacy Ann.
Stacy Ann?
Yes.
Is that what you said? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And your month and day of birth?
12/16.
Okay. So you're Sagittarius, and how old are you?
42.
Well, you don't sound 42. Girl, you sound younger than that. Okay, this goes, what I'm going to say now goes for anyone who's 42 years of age. Things are going to happen suddenly. Suddenly this. Suddenly you might decide to change residences. Suddenly you might decide to change your job. Things along those lines. And speaking of jobs, you are in year 8 of your current 9-year cycle, and year 8 is called the Lord of Karma year. Number 8 is Saturn energy. Now, year 8, and this goes for anyone who's in year 8 that's listening, is that of a lot of times people will move, they will get job advancement. They will deal with money, business, property, power, real estate, and I think you're going to be dealing with power. I see for you here that you are in year 8. Generally speaking, the overall energy of this year has to do with your career, but I do think there's going to be power issues connected to one-on-one relationships. One-on-one partnerships where you're going to have to stand your ground. I want you to watch your money this year, especially your structure of your money, your backbone, your skeletal structure, and your teeth, actually. Are you thinking of moving?
Yes, it's been on my mind. Yes.
Yes. So I think that you will really start getting your ducks in a row this year. This is a good year for planning and putting it together. And but I really suggest that your age of 43 is when the big shift occurs, the big shift. So I want you to start putting together any kind of details, any kind of financials, any kind of whatever, and start looking. And you're setting the stage for age 43 when you are under an energy that I see here of major significant completion. And I would say in 2 years when you're 44 years of age, I see some nice, yummy partnership stuff. Okay?
Okay.
Thanks, Stacy. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, now we're going to go to area code 601. You're on the air. What is your name?
Tara Angelique. And
Tara Angelique.
Yes, 11:30.
11:30, 3-0, did you say?
No, just 11:30.
Okay, got it. Okie dokie. And how old are you?
29.
Yep, you sound like 29. All right, now, this goes for everybody. I know. Know that you're in a very, very, very important time in your life. It is during your first Saturn return, and this is fairly major. Of changes and opportunities in your life. You are the sign of Scorpio, and Scorpios have been under the gun for the last 2 years. And know that right now you're in a little vacation period. This applies to all Scorpios that are listening. that for the last 2 years from until December 2013, Saturn, Big Daddy, shape up or ship out, has been sitting in the sign of Scorpio, making them really look at their lives, look at their lives. But you're not out of the woods yet, because in the middle of June, just from that one particular astrological formula, you're from mid-June until September, Big Daddy's going to go back into Scorpio and say, I have a few things to clear up still. But the cool thing is, watch for the gift. Saturn always brings a gift. Now, on top of that for you, like a cherry on the cake, is from 28 to 30, everyone, 28 to 30, goes through another time called their first Saturn return, and it has it's fairly major. Now, I think there's going to be some good things here for you, honey, because right now, up until November of 2015, you are in year three of your nine-year cycle, and your values are important. I see expansion, good luck, opportunities, travel, party, singing, dancing, and it's all career-oriented. And I think next year, when you are 30 years of age, I want you to expect the unexpected. I see a whole very, and it can come very unexpected, new direction in your life. Off you go. You're in a very, very good transit, honey. Okay?
Yay. Thank you so much.
Yay. It is a yay. There you go. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you.
So you're welcome, honey. So there we made one happy camper. Now we're going to go to area code 252. You're on the air. What's your first and middle name?
Keisha Gertrude with an E.
Well, that's an interesting combination you put together. Yes.
Yes, it is.
Keisha. And what is your month and day of birth?
January 29,
1977. How old are you?
38.
Now, you can do this. Come on. It's amazing how many people do not know how old they are. And that's okay, and you're Aquarius.
Mm-hmm.
I did a couple shows on Aquarius. Yes, what's your question?
Not a question, but 16 has been following me all my life. Like, all my kids are marked with 16. Like, and at one point in my life, everywhere I went, I just saw 16s. And now they're popping up because the lady before me was a 16. And today I think I've seen 16 two other times. So I'm just wondering, what is the connection between what you're about to say and the number 16?
Okay. Well, we're going to talk about the good part of the number 16, because the number 16 in tarot cards is the Tower card, and it's also one of the four nasty karma codes. Oh, my gosh. I'll do a show on that down the road. But in the positive, and it does align with the K of Keisha and the G of Gertrude. The number 16 is about spiritual awakening, listening to your intuition. You're very intuitive, and you have to pay attention to your intuition, because from 30 to 55 years of age, you are drawing into your life. Listen to my show from last week, the number 29, you're drawing in partners, karma partners. Now, when there's a repetitive number like that, that is simply one of your guides letting you know, I'm here, we're with you, and that repetitiveness is making you notice, and so
yeah.
You say, I recognize you, I notice that you're noticing, tell me what you want me to know, and kind of listen, you'll get a heavy thought. So
really,
I see the number 16 connected to the letter K and the letter G, because those are psychic intuitive codes in numerology, and that 16 is saying pay attention. All right?
Okay.
And so does that answer your question?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Nothing to be afraid of. As long as you pay attention to your hunches and follow spiritually. So therefore, a lot of repetitive numbers are used by the guides to let people know that they're hanging out with them, they're around. Come on, talk with me, let me guide you, that sort of thing.
Right.
So you are in year two of your current 9-year cycle, and year two is all about partnerships, and it is about karma partnerships. It has to do with mother energies. You will find yourself very, very, very high strung and intuitive this year, but this is really nice. This is a nice year for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Just do as I suggested to you. How old are you?
I'm
38.
38. Or 39.
Okay.
I think I'm 38. Yeah.
Oh, Keisha, you're just a mess. Okay. Well, there you are. You are in year two of your current 9-year cycle, which is all about partnerships and balance. And you got a little bonus talking about the number 16. Yeah, it has its pros and cons, but we're going to look at it from the pro kind.
Right.
Okay, honey?
Right.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
So bye.
And now, finally, a little deep breath, Elizabeth. We're going to go to area code 601 because we're running out of time here on this show. We could just talk on forever, couldn't we? And so here you are. What is your first and middle name?
You already talked to me.
Oh, okay. Well,
you
then.
Already talked to me.
All right. Thanks a lot for letting me know that. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Well, then, I think I'm getting confused. I just want to check here to be sure that I got everybody in. Area code 646, did we chat already?
No, we haven't.
Oh, okay. All right, then you're my last person. What's your first and middle name?
Okay, Letty, L-E-T-T-I-E. Last name, I mean, middle name, T-R-I-C-E, Letty Trice.
Okay, well, that's kind of cool. What is your age?
My birthday's July 16th.
How old are you?
So I
no,
will
no.
be.
Letty, how
right, so, I'm sorry.
Letty, how old are you? Or is your birthday now?
It's coming up. So when my birthday comes up, I will be 64.
Oh, that's an important age. What's your month and day of birth?
7/16.
Well, you heard what I said about the number 16 here. First of all, you're an old soul. Do you know that? You're an old soul.
No.
And
no.
Yes, you are. It has nothing to do with how you feel right now, Letty. The age of 64, this applies to everybody, is a time of new beginnings, new directions. And know that you are moving into year 4 of your current 9-year cycle. And let
okay.
me just go down here. Year 4, oh, and it's a 22-4. This is important. I think 864 is going to be important because, first of all, it has to do with the foundations of your life, A to B, B to C, C to D. And again, for you, I want you to pay off as many debts, as much bills as you can. I want you to watch your physical health, your strength, your skeletal structure, and stay very focused, focused, focused. But up the ante for your age 64, Letty, is you're as a 22-4. This is very important. This is the full card in Tarot that says, an aspect of your life is finishing, going bye-byes, and there's a space that's going to happen in your life during your 64th year of age, and it can be connected, especially in January, to your work and your career. It's all about your work and your career, what I see here for you. January looks very important. There might be also a change of residence or a change of office. This is going to be a good year, honey. Expect the unattention to your hunches. You're on a new track. It's on its way.
Okay.
Okay? And it looks like your work and your career, honey. All righty.
Okay.
Thanks for the call. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, didn't we have a fast show? I can't believe it. I only have a few minutes left to talk to you. And the Lover's card is all about relationships. It's all about staying true to yourself. It's about, okay, taking responsibility, all that passion, all that sort of stuff. Okay, fine. But choose between right and wrong. Be ethical. Moral choices. Refuse to let ends justify the means. Find out what you care about. In your relationships, be nice to each other. Enjoy each other's company. Say I love you. Be honest. Limit outside influences, like the in-laws. You know what I mean? Give small tokens of love along the way. Distance yourself from anything that does not allow your heart to grow fonder. I want you to be realistic. And here is one of my favorite words, cherish each other. Cherish each other. That's a Latin word that means to hold dear. Isn't that beautiful? Cherish means to hold dear each other. But be your own person. To thine own self be true. Build strong foundations in your friendships. Know that relationships are a two-way street. And in common sense, no marriage, no relationships is absolutely perfect. You know, Mark Twain had a great phrase, which I love. He says, wrinkles should merely indicate where smiles have been. And I kind of say that every day in the mirror as we put the cream on. Please go to my website, ElizabethSummers.com or the Magical World of Numbers. Go to the toolbar, check out numerology readings. Numerology readings. I'm a medium. I love to visit with loved ones who are in the spirit world. Know that I am here for you. Sign up free. My newsletter, if you have a Gmail, be sure it doesn't go to promotional. And know that I think about you. What I want to share with you every night. You can listen to my show 24/7 on iTunes, on Stitcher, on my website, on YouTube. And so there was a wise person that said, so often we try to alter circumstances to suit ourselves. So instead of letting them alter us, which is what they are meant to do, allow the circumstances to alter you. And so, until next time, know that I send you God's white light and his peace and his harmony. And know that I wish you all good things. And thank you so much for visiting with me one more time in the magical world of numbers.